There is another reason why I like real estate, and that reason is because real estate is slow. It does not change rapidly. As I stated earlier, the baby boom generation is the last generation of the industrial age and the first generation of the information age. My problem with the information age is that I am obsolete. I am an old guy. I do not have an email address, and I do not want one. I do not know how to use the web or the gadgets that come along with using the web. My companies do have websites, and I earn millions of dollars from the web. I have a computer, but I use it like a typewriter. It makes me millions of dollars as a word processor, but not as a computer. Not only am I obsolete, I am becoming rapidly more obsolete with each new technological change that comes along. I once bought an iPod, but could not figure out how to put information into it or how to get anything out of it. In fact, I know exactly when I became obsolete. It was when I tried to program my VCR in the 1980s. That's when I realized I was not a techie. So that is why I focus more time on real estate than attempting to keep up with technology. As best I can tell, we all need a place to live and a place to work for a long time. As our population grows and our dollar declines in value, real estate should do nicely. As long as I buy the right properties in great locations, at the right price, well-financed, and with good management. The real problem with being obsolete is still coming. The young people born after the year 2000 will radically accelerate the rate of change of technology by the year 2015. Just as high school kids of my generation began building souped-up cars, the kids today will take today's technology and soup it up. The web has only been around since 1989. Kids born after the year 2000 will experience a completely different reality than I do. They no longer watch television or read the newspapers. They do not know what world borders are. They know they can do business online and globally. I was in elementary school when television first came into our homes. By the 1960s, the kids were rioting in the streets. Why? They were rioting because television brought the Vietnam War straight into our homes. It was real war. It was not the war as portrayed by John Wayne in Hollywood. My generation saw the realities of war, bodies of women and children blown to bits. That is why my generation rioted, at least some of them did. It will not be long until this new generation makes their presence felt. They may ask tough questions like, why are we not seeking alternative energy resources? Or, why not focus on reducing global warming? Or, why is there poverty? Or, why are there different tax laws for different people? Or, why don't we teach kids about money in school? Hopefully they will take on the challenges my generation has swept under the carpet. Blue chip companies that millions of investors are counting on may not be blue chips for much longer. New companies run by kids with different minds will bring down the blue chip companies of today. Just as GM was the powerhouse when I was a kid and is an aging monstrosity today, maybe Microsoft or Dell or Google will be the GMs of tomorrow. When I invest in real estate, I do not care if the tenant is GM or Google, or an old baby boomer or a new kid on the block, just as long as the bills get paid. And this is the secret reason why I like real estate. Real estate will take a while to become obsolete.